Checkoff Chat is back on the air. It is all brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars at work, and of course our friends at the Equity Livestock Cooperative. You want to find out more immediately, go to beeftips.com. And of course, we encourage you to check out all of the marketing opportunities with our friends at Equity Cooperative Livestock. Now, in studio today to bring us an update on how your checkoff dollars are being spent is Grace Link. She is actually in charge of oversight, making sure that those checkoff dollars are going in the right spot at the Wisconsin Beef Council. As we start the new calendar year, Grace, I know one of the major conversations that everybody in the beef industry is having is, holy kitten, we don't have as many beef animals as we did 7 years ago. But that also correlates with the amount of checkoff dollars that are available for research, education, and promotion. And you guys are trying to get out in front of that, right?
Yes, absolutely, Pam. So we are hosting a producer communications survey right now through the spring months, looking to better understand our producers and how they get their information and their overall knowledge and support of our Beef Checkoff program.
Now, this is just a kind of a continuing storytelling situation for the Wisconsin Beef Council. In the past, let's say since the pandemic, Wisconsin's beef makeup has changed a little bit. You want to explain to people what we mean by that, Grace, and why this survey and reaching so many producers is so important?
Yeah, so we have a very diverse industry within the beef industry here in Wisconsin. So whether it be dairy farmers that are raising calves for meat, their cull cows that go to meat, whether it's more of the hobby farmer who works off the farm full time as well as has a herd of cattle at home, whether it's someone who's purchasing young calves at the sale barn, taking them home and raising them up. There's just a wide variety of style of beef producers here in the state, so we want to ensure that we reach them all with our messaging.
Let's talk a little bit about why the survey. We mentioned, you know, checkoff dollars are obviously going to be tight for all the things that we want to get done. So when you folks, Beef Council as a staff, sat down and discussed it, what were some of the priorities that popped up when it came to questions and what you wanted to really garnish from the audience?
Yeah, so we know that the more farmers, ranchers, and cattle producers know about the Beef Checkoff program, the more they tend to support it. But we have to be really careful and keep in mind that the Beef Checkoff is there to drive demand for beef. So farmers and producers are not our target audience. We're leaning into consumers, getting them to eat more beef, put beef on their plates, feed it to their families, etc. So we want to be careful about how we spend those checkoff dollars because we want to keep in mind that we want to spend, you know, we don't want to spend your checkoff dollars teaching you what they're doing. So we have to, you know, carefully work around that. Of course, we want you to be informed and you want to know where your money is being spent. And we like telling you guys all the things that we are doing with checkoff dollars, but it's a fine line. So we've created this survey. It's very quick, easy to take, online and paper versions, and of course, free. So it's a great way for us to gather our information so we can help better inform all of our producers in the state of Wisconsin on what we're up to at the Beef Checkoff.
Grace Link's in studio with us. Again, she's a compliance officer. That's why she is so wants to make clear how they can spend checkoff dollars and how they cannot at the Wisconsin Beef Council. So let's talk about the questions then. Where did you focus in, Grace, when it comes to the survey, and how long is it going to take? Because for people that are unfamiliar with what happens in the beef industry right now, a lot of people busy with calving, including yourself.
Yeah, so two main things that we wanted to learn with this survey that we thought we could do the most with, and that is learning where farmers and ranchers get their news and information from, whether that be online, through social media, through printed magazines, through other producers, through events, etc., and then their overall knowledge and support of the Beef Checkoff program. So do they know how we can and cannot spend our checkoff dollars? Do they know the structure of our Beef Council within the state, our board members, who represents them, how those dollars get allocated and being spent in our budgeting and all that? So those are kind of the two things that we focused on. The survey takes less than 5 minutes. Like I mentioned, it's online, all kind of yes or no bullet point questions. We don't ask you to write any sentences or paragraphs, so it's pretty easy to take, and we do appreciate all your time and effort in sharing kind of your information with us.
Well, and let me get a shameless plug in. If you're listening to this right now and you're hearing it on the radio, on the podcast, please remember to give that feedback to the Wisconsin Beef Council as well, so they know that Grace is not wasting her time sharing this message. And let's talk just a little bit more about, we can only use checkoff dollars for certain things by law. And you're very aware of that. Producers should be. If they're not, give them a few items that they can turn to immediately, Grace, to try to educate themselves about the great things that checkoff dollars are doing both in Wisconsin and maybe as important nationally and internationally.
Yeah, so no checkoff dollars can be used for policy on the government side of things. So some highlights that we've had within our state in this fiscal year. Remember, our mission is to drive demand for beef. So thinking specifically with that mindset, we did have the school food service resource guide launched. So that's a 36-page all-encompassing beef resource guide that is given to school districts across the state to encourage them to menu more beef and see the benefits of it. Angie Horkin, the beef lady, appeared over 180 times on 8 different stations and 6 TV markets throughout the state. We had an extremely good social media presence on 2 new platforms, as well as our tried and true Facebook and Instagram platforms as well this year. We hosted a wonderful trade team from Japan. So all those things, they have one thing in common, and that's to drive demand for beef. So that's the main goal, and we've had some really good success with that this year.
And again, like we said, Grace Lincoln Studio, if you have not yet received your survey, if you're part of the beef industry, and as Grace pointed out, maybe you've only got a couple cow-calf pair, something like that, don't be afraid to reach out to the Wisconsin Beef Council and make sure that you get that survey. We'll also try to help by inserting a QR code on our podcast, as well as a link to make sure if you feel like you have been overlooked, you will not be after that. And there's other ways that we can have people reach out to be a part of the survey, right, Grace?
Yeah, so we have a email list within our state. So the Wisconsin Beef Council Producer Communications email list goes out roughly once a month. So that's just a whole bunch of fun things that we're doing, again, to drive demand for beef in the state. There's producer events listed in there and all good information specifically for our state's producers. You can also sign up for The Drive. So that's a Cattlemen's Beef Board publication. Excellent, excellent resource to know not only what your dollars are doing at the state level, but also the national level. And you can get that in either print, video, or email form. So all kinds of options there. And then coming up, as we know, this time of year is meeting season in our state. So we'll be at all of the Equity Co-op annual meetings here coming up starting at the end of the month. And we're always happy and very welcomed to speak at different breed organization meetings. And we enjoy getting together with producers and sharing what we're doing in that perspective, too. There is also 2 producing quality beef meetings left this year. One on February 29th in Sparta and one on March 14th in Stratford. So those are excellent ways not only to better yourself as a beef producer, but also learn about what other organizations in the state are doing and working on.
And it doesn't end there. If you think that you're only going to be busy with these kinds of meetings in spring, remember, Wisconsin Beef Council is trying to drive information to you year-round. Another face-to-face event that comes up in August, too.
Yes. So for the first time in quite some years, Wisconsin is host of a NCBA Stockmanship and Stewardship event in August. So we are co-hosting with Illinois and Iowa. So we're very excited to put that event on August 28th and 29th in Lancaster. It'll be a great 2-day event.
Well, and if you've ever got any questions about your beef checkoff dollars, you, as we said, a plethora of online resources, a lot of people around you that probably would be happy to help you as well. Don't even have to worry about seeking out Wisconsin Beef Council staff. The folks at the Equity Co-op Livestock Barns can help you out too.
Yes, absolutely. And I always tell people my favorite part of my job is getting to interact and work and talk with producers, work through their questions and concerns, and just help them understand the program a little bit better. So as as relatable as we all can be, you know, beef producers or not, I think there's all common ground in our agriculture industry.
Let's share it. Let's share your thoughts, share your insights on how you're getting your information about the Wisconsin Beef Checkoff, the checkoff in general. That's Grace Link in studio with us, compliance officer with the Wisconsin Beef Council, to make sure that those dollars are invested only in research, education, and promotion, trying to get consumers to enjoy more of the product you produce. As we said, if you have not yet received that survey, you have until the beginning of April to respond, so plenty of time. Go to beeftips.com and look for the information there. We'll also be posting a QR code as well. Grace Link, compliance officer with the Wisconsin Beef Council, in studio with us. I'm Pam Yonke.